You are listening to Ideas and Leaders Podcast. I'm Elena Paventa, Executive Communication Coach and TEDx Organizer. With each episode, I'll share with you communication tips and ideas from top business leaders to help you excel in your career. Welcome to the next episode of Ideas and Leaders Podcast. Today, my guest is Dr. Veronica Anderson. She's the author of the book, Get the Respect You Deserve, 7 Secrets to Getting Heard in Your Job and in Your Relationship. She's an Ivy League educated eye surgeon, practicing psychic, Kolbe certified, and human design relationship coach. Hi, Veronica. It's great to have you on Ideas and Leaders.
Thank you so much for having me. You did so great. That's a mouthful. You told all about me in like one sentence.
I did my best. But you have such a great background and so much more to share about yourself. So maybe you can tell a little bit more about yourself. I'm interested most of all in why you decided to write this book and to get into this topic in the first place.
Yes, I wrote the book because that word respect has been thrown around so much. I was hearing it in the physician circles. I was hearing it outside of physician circles. I was hearing it from people who were having relationship troubles. And I was like, what exactly do they mean by respect? And of course, everybody knows the famous respect song by Aretha Franklin, right? So I realize when people say they're not being respected or they want to be respected, what they were really talking about is feeling seen, heard, and appreciated. Not just understood, but appreciated for who they actually are and their contribution. And that's where leaders were feeling like they weren't getting things across. That's where people who were moving up the ladder were feeling like they were not getting across. And also outside of work experiences, individuals were talking about not being respected by romantic partners and family, you know, are the two big ones. And I realized from coaching my clients that it was all the same problem. It's a people problem, but it's not them that's the problem. It emanates and starts with you. And so I came up with the respect method, which all the letters are part of the process. So it makes it easy for you to remember. And it starts with reflecting why you're where you are, taking radical responsibility. What did you do to create this circumstance? But you do not stay there. You have to reframe it. Because why will you keep not getting respect? If you keep focusing on not getting respect, you will continue to not get respect. So you need to reframe quickly. And that's the R. You get down to the N of the T is learning how to trust yourself, trust your intuition, and be able to take action. And when you're able to trust yourself and take action, you get a level of respect. It means I'm not listening to what everybody else says. I'm listening to what I say. And when you listen to what you say, now this doesn't mean you're not going to take in things from around, but when you listen to your own instincts and intuition, you generally get to the right answer. And people who are brilliant leaders trust themselves over everything else and continue to lead through chaos and get results.
Yeah, so I would really love to learn a little bit more about your methodology. But first, I think that listening to you, that we need to start with this reflection. I'm thinking that it can be really hard for us to reflect on ourselves and to see where it's all coming from. And very often we think that, oh, it's their fault. It's my boss or my colleague or my husband or something. And it is hard to actually reflect on the cause of the situation. So as you're working with your clients, what would you say is the typical cause or something that happens most often that is causing this lack of respect and those problems and issues in communication?
The blind spot that you just mentioned is that you don't see your own role in it. Everything is projected outward.
Yeah.
And so I always start with the education of why we're like that. Part of it is you've been what's called imprinted with it, imprinting the first 7 years of your life. It's in your subconscious mind. And that's a long discussion. But the other piece about it is the problem with the hero's journey, I'll call it. And we are in, as humans, what's called the Cartman triangle, where there's victim, there's rescuer, there's persecutor, and it's the way we all know and do things. So in the world, we all come at it as if we're the victim. And when you're the victim, it means somebody did something to you outside, the persecutor. And the persecutor can be the person, it can be an institution, it can be your society. You know what I'm saying? If you're a woman, it could be men. If you're, you know, some type of ethnic origin, it's some other ethnic origin. Do you see what I'm saying? So we're all taught to think like this. If you look across the totality of mankind. So that's normal, and forgive yourself because you've never heard of this. This is why people like me exist, to be able to give you education. Guess what? So the first step of reflecting is now you have an awareness of why you're doing that. All right. And the second part is, yes, there is an alternative to victim, but you cannot do this alternative without taking responsibility fully for everything. And the opposite of a victim is a creator. You create your life and experiences. And people say, what? How does that happen? It's a complete shift and a turnaround to what we've been taught. So what you're going to right now, and people in the audience are going to right now, but how can I be creating my circumstance? Because you've only seen it the way that outside of you creates everything. Not realizing that the people who really got it together to get respect, that are brilliant at life and leading, understand this is the true secret. Understanding that you are a creator. Now, and take a radical responsibility about that. Now, what is radical responsibility? Realizing that all the good things in your life, you created, but all the things you don't want, somehow you recreated those too. And how do you get from not being angry about that or out someone or feeling less than or whatever makes you feel like when you first hear this? It's you gotta forgive yourself that you don't know everything. And now you're aware of it. And then you have to sit with yourself a bit and say, okay, I'm learning something new. I don't know it. And there's going to be a learning curve. So step number one is just that you listen to this podcast and now you know there's an alternative. You cannot unsee and unhear what I just said.
Yes, this is so inspirational. So that we need to take this radical responsibility and start thinking about actually our role in our lives, in our situations, in business, or in a relationship. Let's like have a practical example. For example, there is a woman, let's say a high performing woman who wants to grow in her career in a corporate world, but somehow she feels that she's lacking authority and she's lacking this respect, and she's there is a certain glass ceiling that exists in a corporate world. So what would you recommend to people who are listening to us if they feel that they are like stuck to go to the next level? What can we do if we have this reflection about ourselves, about our roles? What is the next step that we can do to actually break through?
So one thing I'm gonna say is the first E in respect is evaluate your beliefs. And so as you were talking, I was listening to you express your particular belief system, which is true for you, but false under a lot of circumstances. it's what you know. So it's your belief system. It's how you've been put around the world. But there is other views about what you just said. And so one of the next things is that everything that you know, you have to say, why is that? Why do I think that? Where did I get that from? And what will happen is we all go with, let's call it confirmation bias, where we look for confirmation that what we believe is right. So we completely are blind to another way of doing, being, or saying. Okay. So we're talking about, well, women, there's a glass ceiling. There's a glass ceiling because you think there's one, and that's a limiting belief. Okay. There are women who move past that. And a lot of women who don't move past the glass ceiling is because they think there's a glass ceiling. So you're not going to prove yourself wrong, even though you say you don't want to, or you want to get past the glass ceiling. So it's just about saying, let me evaluate every thought that I have, which is can be an arduous process, but all of a sudden you say, is that really true? And then you look for examples to the contrary. And especially if you want to get from the glass ceiling to the above the glass ceiling, you have to start studying where you want to be, not the mistake and the bad stuff. And what happens is in therapy and all these other things, we study the problem as opposed to the solution. So that's the evaluate your belief. But what I want to say that's important about doing all these things, the S is for surrender to your spirit. And surrender to your spirit is not about, I like meditation and prayer and all this other type of stuff. It's very powerful, but that's not what I'm talking about in that step. What I'm talking about is understand that you are a unique being and then be that, and not what somebody else says or does or thinks. And the tools that I use to teach people who they really are, the authentic self, are one, the Kolbe Index, which teaches you about a part of your brain, the conative, about how you actually do things that's wired into you. And also Human Design, which teaches you about your energy, your aura, and how you're wired based on purpose and destiny. And everybody is unique in those type of things. So you will understand during that there's imprinting, like I told you about, where it's just put on you because you're in the soup of your environment with your parents, your family, and your culture and everything else for the first 7 years of your life, not thinking or filtering. And that makes you. Then there's instinct, which is your modus operandi, your natural way of doing, which is wired into your brain. And then there's your intuition, which is that gut response and actions and how you're going to flow through life. Without data, how are you going to make decisions? That when you learn to trust that, it is extraordinarily powerful. And what happens after you go through the whole process is your energy changes. So one of the things I say about that is make them respect you. How are you going to make them respect you? By being who you are and confident in who you are. So for instance, for people who know anything about these tools that I'm talking about, I'm going to give some information on what's called a quick start in Kolbe, a 3-2-10-4. I'm going to give my numbers. And I'm also what's called a splenic projector in Human Design, a non-energy type that's meant to be a wise guide that has to wait for the recognition, wait for the invitation before I give my contribution. So being on the podcast, when you invited me and say, yes, we'd like to have her on, is my recognition and invitation. And somebody who clicks on this podcast has invited both you and me in. Now, if I just go for you and go at you, I don't even ask people for the podcast. I have somebody else present me. So you have to learn based on your type, based on your energy, how to get respect and what you want. And so that's a lot to say in that when you're a leader, if you understand how you're wired and your brain, you're going to understand how you do things and then how to build the team that's going to push you where you want to go. You're going to put people on your team that have something different than you have that's going to make you stronger. When you also understand how you're built based on your aura, your energy, because people use that term, somebody has good energy or doesn't have good energy, right? What does that mean? Put definition around it. But even more powerful, you're the communication queen. Now, when you understand these two tools and people in your circle or your organization understands these tools, they have a common language and you also have this level of empathy for each other because you understand that you are all wired and born differently. So now, how do we use all the puzzle pieces together to get what we want? All of us get what we want. Because you're understanding who's around you. And if I know what type you are, I'm going to communicate to your particular type.
Yeah, it is so powerful because I can say from my own experience when I studied myself and I did all of those talents and Gallup talents tests and psychology tests. And, you know, I realized some horoscopes and human design. I realized who am I and what are my qualities, and that's something that I was not doing or not doing. It's not good or bad. It's just me. So I think that I really understand that when we know each ourselves better, then it is so much easy to have better relationships at work, because we understand that other people are different from us and they not necessarily need to behave the same way as we do. Maybe they are thinking differently. And even if we go deeper, and I think that you as you are an expert in human design and you know all of those types of personalities of people, and you can immediately see that, oh, this is this type or this is that type. I think that it gives you so much more energy, I think, in human interaction indeed.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I'm going to tell you how I found out about human design, and you will love this. Several years ago, I was asked to do a TED-style talk, and I was like, I don't know how to do that. And I hired a speaking coach, and the first thing she did was my human design. And that's when I found out that I am a splenic projector, a projector. Well, we are 20% of the population. Most people are generators, okay? 67 to 70% of people are generators. So right there, it was like, oh my God, now I know I feel different. It has nothing to do with it. I'm a woman. It has nothing to do with it. That's one thing. Or that, you know, I'm an African, Black American. I'm like my husband born in Africa. He's an African American. I'm a Black American. It's funny because people are like, ah, that's interesting that you would say that. Just an aside. But I understood how, why, everything. I understood why I was landing with people a certain way, how my energy was hitting people, because we are all connected. When somebody walks in a room, you get a sense of who they are. And what is that? People don't acknowledge it. They do. They say, oh, I knew you when you walked in the room. Because everybody has a particular aura that has a particular feel to it. And so as a projector, I understand I got a magnetic aura. Wonderful. But if you're a manifester, everybody thinks they're a manifester, their aura may be repelling. And you need to understand, what do you do to get what you want based on how you're, in a second, landing with people? Because people make the decision like that. Why? It is a reflex. We want to know who everybody is and make decisions about them like that. It's wired into us. And it was because we needed to understand our environment and other people and who, what's friend and what's foe. That's still wired into us. So everybody can read auras and energy. And we're taught to ignore that type of stuff. But guess what? When you learn not to ignore, it doesn't mean you have to be woo-woo and whack all the time. It's not what I'm talking about doing. I was an eye surgeon, an Ivy League degree. You know I wasn't being woo-woo and whack all the time. But what I have figured out from going through that type of system is how to put in place a process that I can teach so that you can do it and be it and then teach it to other people. Because when you really have something down, you can teach it to somebody else. So I explain to people who work with me, whether it be as an individual or in a group, we're going to take you from knowledge to actually being. There's knowing something, there's doing something, there's being something. So all these online trainings and these little things that people do to think that they check the box because they've taken care of that problem, it doesn't work that way. Okay. It doesn't work that way. Exactly. That's not how we learn. We have to have an experience. We have to point out what your blind spot is. And the reason when I was an eye surgeon, because I know there's an absolute blind spot in the eye that we fill in. There is, from an anatomical standpoint. And so spiritually and mentally, we all have those blind spots too. For instance, our particular belief system that we got from our culture and our society and our family and our walk through life. We developed a belief system. So that's why you have to question everything. What's right for me is not necessarily right for you, which is not necessarily right for somebody in Peru who is a shaman, okay? Or who is in Nigeria and the president of a company. It's different based on so many different factors, and you need to learn how to do that. And if when you learn how to control your particular aura and energy and how to harness it, you start getting what you want and people will respect you. They will change. Why? Because you change your energy. And we all react to that and we don't even know why. So Let me just tell you, the speaking coach told me, as a projector, when you do this talk, you cannot do a memorized talk. That would be the death of you. It will not land well. You are splenic, you're intuitive, you will have an outline that you will know. And then when you go out, you're going to read the audience and you will say the right thing. Now, that doesn't mean I didn't prepare and practice. It just means that people that go out and say, and it's word for word scripted. You would hate me if I did that. It would just not be engaging. So just as simple as, you know, doing your talk or your speech or even being on a podcast, what I'm going to say is going to be different because I am reading the energy of the situation. And that's naturally how I'm wired, whereas you're wired some way differently and you're going to handle decisions and the situations based on your wiring, which will be for the best and highest good.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can think of different people who have my absolute respect, but some of them, they are more prepared and they have slides and they're more structured. Some of them, they're completely intuitive and they're just speaking off the cliff. And it's totally okay because it depends on your personality. It depends on how you're wired. So I totally agree with you here. We need to learn ourselves, to study ourselves, to understand this. So as we discussed, just wanted to shortly summarize that we discussed that we need to first reflect, then we need to take responsibility for our own actions and our participation in what is happening to us at work or in the relationship. Then we need to evaluate our belief system, what is right, what is wrong, why do we think that? And we need to surrender to our intuition, to spirit, to our natural instincts, right? So basically, we need to trust ourselves. I really like this message. So if you were to give our listeners several final tips on how to gain respect based on what we discussed and maybe also something else, what would it be?
So first, you must understand that this is not something that you were taught. It's not something that's taught in your academic education. It's generally not taught in your family how to do this so that it's natural and it's based on you. Tip number one is forgive yourself for not knowing this already. The second is most authors want to say, read the book. Do I want you to read the book? Yes, but if you read the book, you will have knowledge, but you won't know how to do it or be it. And so that's where it comes down to. The shortcut to getting anything you want is find somebody that knows more than you do. So I'm a mentor, I'm a coach, I'm a leader, and I invite people to come and spend some time with me. I do executive forums, virtual conversations with leaders, generally people who have 50 or more in their organization. And I invite you to reach out to me for an invitation. I have different forums coming up at different times. Sometime they will be on repeat. And if you see something that you are interested in that I'm doing and you can't make it, I also do personal debriefs for people so that they understand it. The idea is for you to understand that you are always in a continuous mode of learning. So that means that you need to have coaches and mentors in your life. And it depends on what it's for. So I always have a coach on board. I have a coach I coach with every single morning. That's how much I believe in this. And understand that the best athletes in the world who have talent in particular areas also have coaches and multiple ones. So after you reflect a little bit, figure out what coach you're going to hire.
Yes, absolutely. We definitely need support of people who are better than us in certain areas. So I totally agree with you on that. I always have coaches for everything. Thank you so much, Dr. Veronica. It was a pleasure talking to you. So if our listeners want to reach out, want to learn more about what you do, where can they find you?
DrVeronica.com, DrVeronica.com, and also LinkedIn. Please reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm one of those people. I actually do talk to people and enjoy people talking to me. So we will have a conversation.
Wonderful. We'll definitely put those links under the episode so that our listeners can immediately jump there and write something to you and say hi. Thank you so much, Veronica, for being on Ideas and Leaders. It was such a pleasure talking to you on such important topics, and you are so inspirational. So definitely I am inspired to make the next steps, and I'm sure that our listeners as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Ideas and Leaders podcast. Did you enjoy this episode? Let me know that you listened by tagging me in your LinkedIn profile and using a hashtag #IdeasAndLeaders. See you in the next episode.